Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Do you find it a lot easier to dress in the cold weather in the winter time?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's so much easier. Yeah. I think I've gotten 30% better looking.
30% good looking.
As opposed to the traditional zero. What do you mean? Why is it easier to dress when it's cold?
You just layer up.
Yeah,
and you can just see, like, you have more jackets naturally. Like, we're all wearing nice jackets into work now.
Yeah.
But why? You're not looking much better.
No.
Stop. You're not wearing them. You're wearing them into work. You're immediately taking it off.
But even the jumpers and the hoodies and the pants and all, it's way easier to dress this way.
I definitely find I've had to dress up a couple of times. I'm going to dress up again today. It's so annoying.
That's jarring.
That's jeans.
Yeah. Sorry. I should categorically say that means I'm wearing jeans. Right? That's dressed up. Like that, no. Don't get me wrong. It's not tuxedo here. However, as you know, I drive into work every day. I use a lap blanket. Okay, So put a lap blanket on my legs when I'm wearing shorts in
is
the summertime.
A heated one?
No, it's just a normal blanket.
What do you mean a heated one? A hot water bottle?
I have a USB powered heated lap blanket out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I often give it to Emer if she's feeling too cold. But anyway, it's just a normal blanket. But when I'm in jeans, I don't understand this, the front of my thighs are colder than when I have shorts on. Can someone explain that to me?
And if the denim is cold and pressing against your legs.
No, the denim is in the house. The denim is warm. And when I put it on, it's totally like room temperature. I put it on. It's fine. Like, I don't feel anything when I'm walking around. When I'm sitting in the car, I'm aware of cold at the front of my thighs. Whereas
it's the denim,
short,
is it?
I'd say
it's the denim. Yeah.
Yeah.
But doing what? Like,
I think the denim tends to absorb cold more than whatever material. Because if you, like, the other day when it was really, really cold, I went out for a few minutes and I came back and I sat down. I could actually feel the cold radiating off my jeans. I think it holds.
Yeah.
I was working at a match recently, right, down in Kerry, and the weather was pretty bad. I didn't realise we were going to be on camera, so I just thought we were just doing the co-cam. So I didn't wear pants. I just wore my shorts. Right?
I was going to say, you wore something.
I wore shorts, right? But recently there's a guy on Twitter that was also doing it, okay, and he posted these photos. And he said, Aidan Lahey's his name, and he said, never thought I'd be on Clubber with the rigger boots, but they were essential for the day that was in it. Rainy umbrella emoji. And then he goes on to talk about the team, right? And it's a photo of the three of us lining up. The camera's obviously behind us. But as you can see, the lads are all in jackets and boots, and here I am in my shorts, right?
And white runners.
I know, I was so unprepared. And then, like, he put this on Twitter, and I was like, oh no, someone's going to, like, go in on X, you know. And then there's just one tweet back says, sums up the Irish. One fella in rigger boots, a big jacket, and another fella in shorts. Jesus. It's like, yeah.
Well,
typical Irish.
I don't find it easier to dress at any time of the year because I just wear the same things. The only difference is I might wear a jacket, like, this week. But, like, normally I just...
Maria has a lovely pink jacket, and she's wearing it now.
I always get compliments on that coat.
It's fabulous.
Was that the coat that your mum had to go and find? Yeah. Freaks have sold out everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, sold out everywhere. But I, like, we went to Newry recently and we were in Sainsbury's paying for our shopping, and the girl behind the till wasn't concentrating on scanning our shopping. She was just in awe of this coat. I was like, you should see the lining on the inside. And I pulled it out and it's all floral. And she was like, I need this.
Well, she hopefully skipped like 15 bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Your mom's just going,
shimming in more.
Beep. Yeah. Distracting
that'd
her.
That'd be 8 cents. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. This must be the jacket.
That's a great deal. Yeah.
Listen, you guys are amazing. We set you a challenge during the week to win lovely prizes, and there was a supercar driving experience. But to create Dave's supercar with your mouths, I know it sounds weird, but you sent sound effects all the way through the week, so that we would end up with, on Friday, the sound of an incredible supercar. And oh my God, you over-delivered. Oh my God. The supercar you guys have created is absolutely incredible. It's so beautiful. The racing lines, the big huge wheels, the delightful metallic paint on it. I love every bit of it. Do you want to hear what it sounds like? So this is made up from Sean Simon, Pam, John and Trevor. All of their efforts together to give us the ultimate supercar. So from walking out down the driveway, opening the car, getting in, testing everything, and then driving away. Have a listen to this, lads.
Puppet.
and around the roundabout. Unbelievable, lads. Absolutely unbelievable. You're such a sharer of legends. There you go. That is our beautiful supercar. Incredible.
I would drive it.
Seriously, like the rumbling, like static hum of the car was just ridiculous. And then the gear changes when it took off.
The horn didn't really match.
No, but I loved it.
Yeah, the horn is its own thing.
It's a supercar. It's our car.
It was Pam's horn. It was absolutely amazing. Another thing that you did was amazing was we decided on Wednesday to start, possibly it'll come back again, Where Are You From Wednesday, which was just you guys sending in a couple of clues, you know, a couple of things your locality is famous for, a little pause, and then where you're from. On paper, it's like, this isn't going to work, but it works so amazingly well. Okay, Where Are You From Wednesdays we're playing. It's a simple game where you guys send us voice notes on 087-4100-102. And you give us a couple of things that might identify where you're from. Like, there's some coming in that aren't voice notes, or just text. That's okay. You can do that too. I just love voice notes. I'm hearing your voices. Sharon says, the river, original Supermax, and a horse. And she's looking for balance slow. I don't know if I would have gotten that. Original Supermax, I would have gone Galway. And there you are. It's actually specific to balance slow. Darren says, JCB, Lidl and the Square. I'd know Tala when I see it, that's for sure. A couple of people actually from the same place, like Ruth, and I love the way Ruth and Ali are both kicking things off with the same phrase.
Well by, Blas, Vikings.
Well by, Blas and Vikings. And what about you, Ali?
Well by. Crystal and Blas by.
Go on, tell us, where is it?
Well.
It is Waterford and Ruth, just to make sure we're going from the same place, Ruth.
Ruth from Waterford.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, a couple of Waterfords in. I don't think I would have gotten this one.
Sugar and white deer.
Sugar and white deer. I might need a bit of an explanation on that one, Frankie.
Mallow in Cork.
Mallow in County Cork. Right, thank you very much. I definitely would have gotten this one from Tony.
Riots and chocolate.
Riots and chocolate.
I'm from
Coolock. Okay, that's what we want. Your voice notes in 087-4100-102. A couple of things about where you're from. Where you're from Wednesdays. Black pudding and Michael Collins, says Claire. Ah, Clonakilty, you'd know you from a mile off. Castle, cats and ale, says another one. Cora's doing this.
Writers, world records and great racing.
Writers, world records and great racing. Go on, where is it, Cora?
Listowel in County Kerry.
Listowel, Mahon Colleen. Okay, what about this one?
Christy Moore. Whitewater Shopping Centre.
All right, Colm. I think I know where that is. Tell everyone.
Liffey. And it's Newbridge, County Kildare.
Newbridge with the Liffey, it is, of course. Okay, I know this one straight away as a guitar player.
I'm from Dam Rory Gallagher.
Ballyshannon, it's got to be.
You got Ballyshannon.
Yes, Niall, thank you very much. Okay, who have we got now? April.
Whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Magpies.
Mm-hmm.
Tattoo Festival. Drum roll.
Go on.
Middleton, County Cork.
Middleton. Magpies, Middleton. Okay, interesting. Okay, this one, yeah, well, Maria would get this, I'd say.
Bog, whiskey.
The Bog and Whiskey.
Tullamore.
Tullamore. Yes, come on, John. Lizzie.
The Boyne River, the Viaduct, St. Oliver Plunkett's Head.
Oh, I've been there.
Drogheda.
Drogheda, absolutely. Spot on, Lizzie. Okay, this one as well, I've been actually not that long ago and I absolutely loved it there. Stephen.
Cathedral, Titanic.
Cathedral Titanic.
Cove.
Cove in County Cork. Great spot. And they don't have to be in Ireland, by the way. It isn't to Fiona.
Morning. I'm from a place that has a famous castle. It has a famous rugby pitch, a rugby stadium even. And it has a road that's about a mile long.
By any chance, would that road be the Royal Mile?
It is, of course, Edinburgh.
Thank you, Fiona. It is Edinburgh, another beautiful spot. And speaking of staying further afield, Sean's giving me this one. Even with the accent, Sean, I think we'd reckon it just the same as Fiona's.
Dave, is an easy one for you. The Beatles, Cilla Black, Anfield Stadium.
You don't even have to say Liverpool, mate. I totally get it. Okay, Claire, go on.
Peacebridge and Wold City.
Where is it?
I am from... Derry.
Brilliant. All right, where are you from? Wednesdays continues with Carly.
Richie Kavanagh, Derek Ryan, second smallest county in Ireland.
Yeah.
It is.
Go on.
Carlo.
Carlo. Whoop, Carlo. Right, Gerard.
Fjord, a field, beauty queen,
God, I don't know. Where are you from, Jared?
Leenane.
Leenane in County Cork. Thank you for that. Ciarán.
Ulster's most successful GAA county.
Yeah.
Potholes.
Where is it?
It's Cavan.
Cavan. All right. Brilliant. Jennifer.
All right, Dave. Here's a hard one. The park and steeplechase.
The park and steeplechase. No. No idea, Jennifer. Go on, tell everyone.
And the answer is Donnerail.
Donnerail. Okay. Thank you. More information required on Donnerail. What's the steeplechase? That's fascinating. Pat, where are you from?
The festival. The matchmaker. The roadside tavern.
Oh, I know that one.
Listunvarna.
Hello, Listunvarna. Great spot. Go on, Lindsay, a couple more. Where are you from?
We have a big sign with the name of our town, the same as one in America.
Yeah.
And we have lots of sheep. Where am I? Hollywood, Wicklow.
Hollywood, Wicklow. Absolutely, Lindsay. And Emma?
The manor and cottages.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Go on.
I am from Adair.
Adair. Where are you from Wednesday? I don't know. I want to bring it back every Wednesday. I don't know if I'm real.
You made one. Did you hear? You made.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, you were, yeah. You were a clue.
Myself and Neil Delamere.
Yeah.
And what was the third bit?
The bog. Neil Delamere and Maria Devereaux. Eden Derry.
Yeah. I would have done the Centra. What's the?
Mangans. I'd say.
Incredible shop.
The actual people from Eden Derry. Like, I'm a blow-in. So yeah. I'd say the people from Eden Derry were like,
how dare you?
How did she get in? Like, why is she in here?
And that cafe that we named the Bog's Dollops.
Yeah,
that's
in Road.
Eden Derry. It's in Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be definitely the clue, I think, if you were doing Road. Bog's Dollops.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it.
You're certainly going to remember that one. Anyway, who knows?
Is Road spelled or H-O-D?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Same as Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I have no idea whether Rhode Island is named after Road in County Offaly.
I would say it is.
Let's
say it's
email.
It won't be younger.
Someone tell us. You can email us in.
Yeah. Email dave@todayfm.com. Listen, we had the crack as well with two lads who, let's see, what would you say about their town? You'd say Apple Green. There wasn't one about that. What's the name?
There's no Applegreen in their town, though.
Is there not?
Nah, they're just getting paid. I'd say.
No, hang on.
Now you're taking up the slack for them. They just made 10 years.
Hang on.
I don't think that's an Applegreen.
I'm going to
O'Donnell's.
I don't know what it is. Okay,
I know the place you're on about. He would say, you'd say The Castle, obviously. Or okay. Matt Damon shot a movie. What's that movie called? Remember Matt Damon, like during COVID? The Last Duel.
Oh, that's why was he living up here then?
I suppose, why would you live in Care? You get a helicopter down.
There is an Applegreen. I knew I was in an Applegreen because I was in an Applegreen, and I texted Johnny B and I said, "I'm in Care Applegreen." He said, "Get out of there and come round to my house for a cup of tea."
What's it? So is it O'Donnell's Applegreen, or can you tell anything?
It's on Facebook and it wants me to log in. So I'm not log in. I'm temporarily blocked from Facebook. Apparently,
is this because you were messaging that person again?
Maybe it was.
Okay. Well, wow. I was.
There's an Applegreen. Smack bang in the center there.
Is
now,
it a good Applegreen?
Wow. I am totally
O'Donnell's Daybreak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an Applegreen.
Oh.
You're saying two different shops now.
Oh, wow.
I do know O'Donnell's, which is a Daybreak.
But is the Daybreak not part of the petrol station?
No, sure, Applegreen's
its own thing.
Yeah, they have their
Whoa.
Look, I see the word Applegreen. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, this is all really irrelevant. The point is, we two great lads in.
So they would be, if you were to say Care, you would say the two Johnnies and a castle.
You wouldn't even say the castle. You just say the two Johnnies and everyone in the country would go, Care.
Yeah.
You know, in fairness, they've made their mark, no doubt about it. And they were in for loads of chats.
We only had Pat Short on the TV show, and we're talking about Dunbelievable's tours and all, and they had an unbelievable show. Toured it for 3 years.
Yeah.
We have two podcasts a week, Dave.
I know. Yeah. Actually, let's have a listen to Pat Short, Tom Chalas, because this is some crack.
Ah. Time for the fancy breakfast, the one goes to in the ball. Just head to the satellite garage for the jumbo breakfast roll. Two eggs, two sauce, two rats, two bacon, two bun, one black or white.
Ah. So good.
So good. So good, lads.
That's from the TV show, and it's filmed in a real pub. Mm.
This is the thing about the TV show I wanted to talk to you about. It isn't a set.
No. Yeah, no. We've seen people leaving comments like, "Can't believe RTÉ wasting money building a set like this." They haven't wasted any money. It's a real pub.
And have you seen the sweat coming out of people?
Yeah,
it's so hot. So Pat Short looked like he was scuba diving. Pat's bland.
Pat's bland melted.
Oh.
Pat Spillane's eyebrows are falling off.
He's half
was that
the man.
Hot.
Yeah, half the man he was coming in. But it's a real pub out on the screen in County Meath.
And that's what the best thing about this is because you can tell. And like, fair play to the people who think it's a set build. There's no one in RTE building a set that good.
No, really, 100%. 100%. But it was amazing. Like say the likes of Pat Short, like Johnny said, we grew up watching him.
Yeah.
And then like, you're hoping that when your guests come on, that they have enough trust in you that you're going to do something good with them. So when we go like, will you do the Jumbo Breakfast Run? He was like, I will. We were like, yes.
Yeah. I couldn't believe he was going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, as like putting the show together, but yes, as like 9 year old me.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you look at it, it's actually embarrassing for me to look back. My wife was like, you don't even look at me like that. And I'm looking, hanging on every word of Pat Short. And my favorite part was during the rehearsals, they were like, some of the crew are from the UK, okay. Right? So they've never heard of it. And they're like, can you give us a flavour of what it was like? I was like, here we go. No
lads.
Problem. And I was nearly dead by the end of it. It was purple in the face.
Max did it word for word.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Live stuff is wild, isn't it? Like, you guys have gone from, you know, sure, it'd be great if we could put on a show to three arena a couple of times there, lads. That'll do you.
It's like, the next one in, as you said, Pints in a Field. Difficult name for a festival because when you're doing the ads on the radio during the day, you can't say Pints. So all the ads are like the Two Johnnies, one day festival
in a field
that we can't name.
The Two Johnnies in a field.
Wish we'd known that when we thought of it.
Yeah. But things like this though, right? I think that the title Pints in a Field, like, look, in fairness, you probably could have called it anything. Two Johnnies Live, it would have sold.
Yeah.
But the call of Pints in the Field immediately gives people exactly the sense of what's going on. And
good, because we don't know what's going on.
Look, the thing about it is, though, is like everything you do, the tone of it is also true to the two of you. Because I know you well, you know, and like it would be fairly easy to veer off and do something that would be out of your character, but you don't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like calling it Pints in the Field, you can't advertise it. In fact, are we even allowed to say Pints in the Field in this radio show? I'm saying it.
Yeah.
But the point is, like, that's what you guys would call it.
Mm. We wanted to call it Cans in a Field.
Yes.
But they said they wouldn't let us.
Okay.
Because they can't serve cans there.
Right. Yeah. So specifically, it's pints in plastic cups.
Yeah,
and all that.
So plastic cups in the field didn't have the same ring to it.
And like this year, so it's us. We obviously headline.
Sure.
It's like we're directing the film, putting ourselves in the main character.
Yeah, rightly so.
We've got the Venga Boys, Jimmy Buckley, and Bass Hunter.
It doesn't make sense. It shouldn't make sense.
It doesn't have to make sense. Like, you should have seen last year backstage. The first year we had Bass Hunter and Declan Nerney having a big heart-to-heart about life on the road.
You see, that is the stuff you can't pay money for.
And have you played Ibiza? And Declan Nerney's like, well, I haven't been to Ibiza, but I've done Drumlish, you know.
They're nearly the same.
Yeah, and Dahi O'Shea is the MC.
Yeah.
And we've had like Stephen Codeline come out as a special guest. Marty Moan, again, would you put them in the same festival? Not normally. But it just works. It's mad crack.
Yeah, no, it is mad crack. And people love it. That's the key thing.
I hadn't seen Wayne's World until a while ago.
Okay.
Right? And Johnny was going to me like, you know what we're doing? It's kind of like Wayne's World. I was like, I don't know what he's on about. So one night when I was on holidays, I was like, I'm going to watch it.
You watched it?
I rang him and was like, this is... our life has been played out already.
Yeah. Wayne and Garth.
So when Wayne and Garth put on the festival, that's pretty much what we're at.
Yeah. He didn't know he's been doing a bit for 8 years.
I guess.
Johnny B's been setting up the whole time.
It's the best crack. Like, the security always say to us afterwards, it's pretty much the biggest bar at any of the gigs.
Yeah.
And there's no fights.
No fights.
Like, we did the Musgrave Park in Cork. No fights. And they said, like, there was lads turning out of Florence in the Machine. Who's fighting at Florence in the Machine? Like, what kind of a pup do you have to be? She's upstage giving it socks and lads, you know. So, like, it's just the nicest day.
Love the two J's. Johnny B, Johnny Smacks. Fair play to them. Share our legends. User legends as well. Tune into the radio show every single day, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12. We will catch you there and the podcast out a couple of times a week. Is everyone okay to say goodbye now?
Yeah, there is an Apple Green in Care. I was wrong.
Oh,
but it is confusing because it's an XL thing as well.
So. Oh no, I hate those ones.
I've just turned Carl's microphone down.
Oh,
so
he got
talks.
You was wrong. Oh, look, yeah, takes a man to be able to admit he's wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm not having it. All right, see you later.
Later.
Dave Moore on Today FM.